High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mervyn Abrams, program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Mervyn, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gary, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Yeah, and thank you so much for making time for us. So let's kick off, Mervyn, and what needs to happen for our economy to stabilize, for us the citizens of South Africa to regain financial stability? Is it possible?
Gary, the context at the moment is really extremely volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation on food in particular are continuing to run at around 10%. The fact that petrol prices are increasing tonight is not also good news, both from the perspective that it will potentially add on food price increases, but of course spending more money on petrol leaves less money for households, and of course the Reserve Bank interest rates are still looming for increases going forward. So really we are in a very, very difficult phase of our economy at the moment.
And looking at the economy, Mervyn, compared to pre-COVID, has it declined?
So when we look at South Africa's economy since COVID, in many ways, we are still at a deficit in terms of our employment level. So lots of people, of course, lost their jobs during COVID. Many of those jobs have not been regained. Many of those businesses that closed have not been able to reopen. So post-COVID, we've taken a massive knock. And then, of course, on the heels of COVID, as we were just beginning to open up, of course, the Russia-Ukraine conflict hit us very hard in terms of our food prices. We import quite a lot of wheat and quite a lot of sunflower from the Ukraine-Russia region. So when that region got locked off from the global market, of course, those goods massively increased because a demand supply, and that's all had a major impact. Wages in South Africa have not kept trend with inflation. And then, of course, the Reserve Bank believing that they need to increase, they've already increased interest rates by well over 3% since the end of COVID. So in a way, it is headwinds for the consumer no matter which way we turn. And our outlook is that things will not get better before at least the second quarter of next year.
Before the second quarter. Because, yeah, what you're chatting just now about that roll-on impact, and when fuel goes up, then transport, food, everything, and prices never come down again, and we're earning less. And, you know, so how are we expected to survive?
Well, that is really the very difficult question, Gary. You know, most people are having to cut back. Of course, in South Africa, we do not have, because of our historical low wages, South Africans have never been in a position, generally speaking, of building up savings. In other economies where wages are higher, households would normally have savings. And it's in times like these, with this type of inflationary pressure, that they can then draw back from their savings. We do not have that in South Africa, not because we don't like saving, contrary to what the Reserve Bank and others are saying. It is really because people's wages are so low. One example, for instance, Gary, our food basket of 44 very basic foods stands this month at 4,700. If you had to earn the salary of national minimum wage for this month, then that wage would have brought in 4,000. So there isn't even enough money to buy food, let alone to save. And it is incumbent on the state, when things get so difficult, for people to be able to reach out and help. And we are just not seeing that help coming on the part of the state. I mean, 350 rand is absolutely nothing. You can barely buy a loaf of bread for every day of the month with 350.
No, agreed.
So it's really tough going out there.
And lastly, just quickly before we run out of time, I mean, we can't even set a monthly budget. Forget about savings, because costs sort of just spiral. They seem to be going up all the time. And, yeah, I don't know how we're going to survive. The state doesn't help us, as you said. I don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, Gary, I mean, you know, we have to find, of course, ways to survive. And people are, I mean, tightening the belt, although there is not much belt to tighten anymore. But what we are seeing is that a cost of living crisis of the nature that we have in South Africa becomes a national security problem. Because when people have nothing left, then they also, you know, we know historically, not just South Africa, but globally, but when there's food insecurity, then the risk of social instability increases. And that's potentially what we are seeing in South Africa going forward.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. Food insecurity, it's a dire problem. This, I don't know what the solution is, but perhaps if any of our listeners would like to chip in, SMS me 34519 or telegram me on 0618951019. Mervyn Abrams, program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Thank you so much for your input.